It's time for the Draft Dudes Podcast.
What's better than this?
Your hosts, the Draft Dudes themselves and co-founders of the Draft Network, Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino.
Guys being dudes
on the Draft Dudes Podcast. And it starts now.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts. Chris Schubert's here floating around producing this thing in a red. And I mean, this is a vibrant red background today. We're brought to you by Bet Online, your number one source for sports betting needs. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends over at Bet Online. They feature live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. They have every sport. So head on over to betonline.ag to join and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just be sure to use our promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. It's Bet Online, and it's where the game starts. Kyle, happy National Chili Day to you.
So we did margarita and chili in succession.
Could have went with Tootsie Roll Day, Play Tennis Day, National Dog Biscuit Day, National Banana Bread. So you choose.
A lot of foods today. Yeah. It's a food day today.
Diesel engine day, if you want to get outside of the box there.
No, I don't think digital learning day. That one. Yeah. I digitally learned this morning.
Well, watching very good.
Jeremy Pruitt in coaching clinic. What?
Come on, he says I after every sentence.
I've watched Pruitt. So does Nick Saban. So right. I was just a little confused.
That's true.
So we're doing a mock draft today. And I have an idea on what to do for the ordering of the mock draft for who has what. Chris and Joe,
yes.
I first need to establish this critical piece of information.
Okay. Can I sidebar for 2 seconds? I would just like to ask my friend Joe why recently he's decided to tell the people of the podcast the color of the LED lights. Like, I've been doing this for like at least 3 or 4 months now where I've had the LEDs back there. And I don't know why now of all. In fact, no, I know it's been longer than that. It's been since like August. Like, why now is this a bit that you've decided to?
No one cares.
Because it's interesting to me. It's okay. Recently become something that I've started to track.
Okay. You have a
between your backgrounds and Kyle's
like a mood name. Ring.
Kyle's name that he puts down for himself on the
Hugh
on
Cox the, today.
Yeah,
that's your name today. Yes. Okay. Sorry, Kyle. Didn't mean to sidebar. I know some people hate when we sidebar at the beginning of the show, so I figured I would fill the quota there at the top.
So my question is Chris partaking in the mock in any capacity?
Oh, I've never done this.
Yeah, I think he should pick for the Jets at least, and the Cardinals. I think we give him both teams at least.
Okay, so that works out well because then that makes them 15.
Who just picked the Jets and the Cardinals then?
Oh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so Chris.
Yes,
please
I have
lock
those two
your
teams.
Yes, okay, make sure it's you and not Joe.
It is. Said it, and I look over, and the
sorry, like, I messed up.
All right, what other teams am I drafting for? Am I just going to draft for two teams? Feels a little odd.
You want some more?
I mean, if I'm going to partake, I might as well.
Okay, so let's do this then, Joe. Take the Bills and the Panthers.
Okay.
And Kyle's going to take the Dolphins, swing, swing, and the Eagles.
Well, the Dolphins aren't making a pick, so this is going to be a problem.
Joe hit you with that. I didn't even
that's
for me.
Kind of the that's why I said swing swing because I don't have to actually make a pick there. Doesn't matter. There's three people
it was
involved.
The Eagles are making two picks. It was a great choice, Kyle. Way to balance out the math there.
Awesome. Okay, so
draft dudes do math.
It was good math. We did it.
Yeah,
correctly.
I nailed it. Let's draft them.
Okay.
Oh, let's draft
them. Two at a time.
No, not right. Two at a time. One at a time. Turbo
all
round.
Right, okay. All right.
If you wait, if you take more than 10 seconds.
No, that's fine.
And then the next person in line can pass you.
Okay.
Okay. So we have our own respective. I'll get my all timer right. out.
Okay. Is it me first?
Why would you go first?
Because I got teams first.
You're only a half a dude anyway.
Oh, God. Come on. Let's just get this done.
Joe won two truths and a lie last week, so I think he should go first.
That's great.
Okay, Joe, you can pick who goes second and who goes third. That's your
Chris goes second, Kyle goes third.
Okay. So let me pull up the tab. I am ready. Are you both ready? I'm going to push.
Yes. I'm ready. Yep.
Okay. Go.
I picked the Giants.
Joe picks the Giants. Chris picks the Raiders. Kyle picks the Browns.
Chiefs.
Lions.
Kyle picks the Rams.
Okay. You don't have a pick there. I'll go Chargers.
Texans.
Are there any teams that don't have first round? Oh, the 49ers.
Good God. You're wrong for this. You're wrong for this. Bengals.
Give me the Bears.
I will pick the Baltimore Ravens.
I'll go Commanders.
Give me the Steelers.
Joe took command. I will take the New Orleans Saints.
I'll go Patriots.
5 seconds.
Falcons.
Titans.
Colts.
Vikings.
What am I doing? Broncos.
They have a first round pick. What do you mean? Seahawks. Oh, they have two first round picks.
Jaguars.
Bad choice.
Jaguars. Thank you for picking the Packers. So I didn't have the entire NFC North. I don't know how that happened.
You're welcome, Chris. You're welcome, Chris.
I guess I'll go Bucks.
And I'll take the Cowboys.
Okay, great. So everybody
well done,
ready up?
Kyle. Well done, Kyle.
I have the Dolphins, the Browns, the Rams, the 49ers, the Broncos, Ravens, Titans, Eagles, Packers, Saints are my teams I'm drafting for in this mock draft.
We have 2 minutes to make a pick. Is that how we're doing this?
Quicker
than that.
Well, ideally, easy. But the draft clock is 2 conversation. Minutes. You know, Chris is going to try to shyster his way up to number one overall because he picked the Bears.
No. Right. I can make a trade with myself.
The Jets.
I'm the Jets. This is perfect.
Right. This is nefarious. I say, how would we like to say that the other two people have to be the competition committee and approve of trades?
That's fine. I'm good with that.
So
we're
going to
be here for 7 hours, but that's okay.
No. I mean, I'm not. Joe's disgusted.
Right.
Come on, dude.
We should have had
doing a mock draft with your friends.
We should have 10 picks by now.
Oh, we're having fun, Joe. We're having fun with our friends.
I know. I just got
45
things after
this.
You know what I mean?
Okay. You know, you should talk to your other friends then. Booked up your schedule.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you. See, now you're in the spirit.
Let's roll.
I can't see anything. Is that...
What do you mean you can't see anything? We didn't start the draft yet.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm
going to
click start draft now. It's going to boot up. We're using the multiplayer feature on the MDM, which is in beta testing. I don't know. Full transparency. I don't know why it's still in beta testing. This thing feels raring to go. So I'd expect it's going to be very nearly launching publicly.
I have the first three picks. I just realized I pick 1, 2, and 3.
Kyle doesn't have to make a pick till 10. So...
Yeah, but sure, I got the Eagles. What's fun is the scroll bar here at the top does assign
the names,
so you can very physically see the run. Chris, you have 6 of the first 8 picks, my guy.
True, I don't know how this happened.
Welcome to the dance, brother. Welcome to the dance.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and open the draft. The Chicago Bears are officially on the clock with the first overall pick of the February 2023 Draft Dudes 2023 mock draft.
Joe, any interest in trading up as the Indianapolis Colts?
No, we're willing to sit there.
Okay. Any of your teams interested in trading up?
Well, half my teams don't have a first-round pick, so I'm kind of limited. Joe, for the record, the Broncos do not have a first-round pick anymore. They sent it to the Saints for...
You know, I can't keep up with that pick. It's been...
I know.
It's four different teams. A bunch.
Right, seriously, it's the fourth team that pick has belonged to.
It's the devil's lettuce, just gets passed around from one team to the next.
Unbelievable.
We're gonna stay at number one.
Yeah, because you have no takers for number one. So I would hope
we're going to make a selection. And we're going to help beef up this defense. We need to help Justin Fields, but we can help him in other ways than just on the offensive side of the ball. We can help with the defensive side of the ball. This has kind of been a trendy pick here to go with this player over another player. I'm going Jalen Carter at number one.
Appreciate the monologue there, Chris.
Thank you.
Was it a monologue or a soliloquy? What's the difference? Don't do this. Sorry, I regret asking that. I regret asking. Kyle, you don't have anything to do for a while. Why don't you look that up?
Yeah, I got another 9 picks. So Jalen Carter is the pick at 1. Locked in.
And now I picked this team on purpose to pick number 2 for the Houston Texans. Because I'm sorry, Texans fans. I'm not doing it. So quit asking. I am not taking a quarterback at number 2. You are not in a position to take a quarterback right now. What you are in position to
do is
to get your team young players to build around. And D'Amico Ryan's your new head coach. What is the specialty of the San Francisco 49ers defense? We got to have a top-tier pass rusher. We have to have an elite pass rusher. This is easy. Give me Will Anderson Jr. This is a piece of cake.
We're not going to have a quarterback in the first
Chris, keep going, brother.
Now I put myself in a bit of a box here with the Cardinals with what I've done at 1 and 2. We've got a lot of needs. Corner.
What about the
little...
Raiders? The Raiders want to move up there? They own the number 7 pick.
They do own the number 7 pick.
What about the Panthers? The Panthers could get
there. We're starting to think about it.
Please drop it at the mid here. Would you like to move up? We've got time to orchestrate a trade here. The Cardinals would love to move out of this spot.
I think if I'm the Panthers, I'm not Joe, but that's a huge incentive for me to not move out, the fact that we didn't get a quarterback in the first 2 picks in this scenario.
That's fair.
You start doing the math and it's like, okay, like we're probably going to get somebody fall into our lap here.
Joe?
The Raiders are not trading up. That's what
the Raiders
are.
The Raiders are very comfortable sitting at number 7. Our quarterback might not be on the roster in 2023. The quarterback of the future might not be on the roster in 2023.
All right, I'll offer a deal for the Panthers.
Okay.
I'll offer a deal.
I guess I have 55 seconds to slap a deal together. I would click the make a trade button, Joe.
Yeah. And I am the Panthers.
That's you. You're the Panthers.
I'm trading with
the Cardinals. Yes.
All right. We are offering 9. We want 3. We're going to offer 9, 40, and our 2024 first round pick.
So I move back. This is you. Kyle's out here trying to swindle up in front of you. Get out of here, dude.
I offered a 7th round pick for number 3.
Yeah, that probably won't get it done.
Yeah, we'll not get it done. I agree.
So, Joe, you have offered pick 9, pick 40, and a first next year. The Cardinals, they look you in the eye and they say, "We accept your trade."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Deal
is done. Carolina Panthers are picking at number 3. A world we did not expect to live in, but we're coming up. We're getting a quarterback. We're getting CJ Stroud out of Ohio State. As I get deeper into this class, the quarterback I just continue to feel most comfortable with, CJ Stroud. So we'll make him QB1 here we probably saved ourselves another first round pick by not trading to 1, right? That was the domino here. The Panthers were able to move from 9 to 3 and didn't have to give another first round pick. Now I have the Indianapolis Colts here at number 4, who are elated at how things unfolded in front of them. And we're also going to pick a quarterback here. We're going to go with Will Levis out of Kentucky to give us an action figure at the position with mobility, arm talent. We got a bright, innovative head coach in Shane Steichen. And I like the idea of how this can all come together. So Will Levis is the pick for the Colts at 4. Back on the clock here at number 5, the Seattle Seahawks. And here's...
I'll be back in 5 minutes, guys.
Here's a fun domino here is... I've preached on this podcast multiple times that Seattle does not need to be overcommitted to Geno Smith. And in this scenario, they're in position to draft a quarterback. And we're going to do it. We're going to pick Bryce Young here, the quarterback from Alabama, to give ourselves a very dynamic playmaker with all the intangibles, despite some size concerns, that we feel like can give us a chance in the NFC to really – become one of the premier teams, and we feel like we need that quarterback to get there, and maybe Bryce Young gives us that chance.
The city of Las Vegas is ready to run Chris Schubert out of town faster than they were ready to run Josh McDaniels out of town. Team had a chance to get up, and Chris said, we're going to stand pat.
I gave him like three chances.
And watch three quarterbacks come off the board right in front of my face.
We're fine.
They could pick Bijan, right?
We're fine. The Detroit Lions are on the clock here at number six, and let's create a dual threat pass rush. We got Aiden Hutchinson. Let's add to the other side of that. Let's add another pass rusher. Tyree Wilson, the selection out of Texas Tech.
It's a great fit.
Number six. And great Joe, I don't know if you have the phones tapped in Vegas, but you saw the pick. You saw the pick ahead of time. Bijan Robinson, the selection for the Raiders at number
six. Wow.
Did you do? Wait. I need to ask you this. Did you do the Lions a solid there? Did you not pick Bijan so that he would get to the Raiders? Was that part of the plan there?
No, I think beefing up the Lions defense, which was not a good group last year, was more important than getting a running back.
Fair enough.
And for the Raiders, we need a splash pick. I'm now on the clock again two more times, so I'm wasting time here.
I'm almost on the clock, guys.
You are almost on the clock here. Man, it's really hard when you're picking back-to-back and teams have similar needs. It's hard to not think of what you're doing. I'm going to select Miles Murphy here for the Atlanta Falcons with pick number eight. Let's get some help for the defense. And then the Cardinals at pick number nine, we're going to get a corner. Christian Gonzalez, corner out of Oregon.
You want to make a trade?
I do not want to make a trade. I do not want to make a trade.
I'm not sure how that's how this works. A pick gets announced. And
Jonathan Gannon.
He didn't click draft line. Player yet.
Name was on the card.
You're actually on the clock already. So
I'm pissed off. I'm mad. Philadelphia Eagles on the clock. Jonathan Gannon gone. Have to expect Vic Fangio gone. Have to expect they will continue to run parallel concepts. So I look at corner. I would really love to land Christian Gonzalez. Joey Porter Jr. is on the board. Devin Witherspoon is on the board. I think Witherspoon's James Bradbury's an expiring contract. I think Witherspoon's probably the more scheme flexible type player with what you can do with him, as compared to Porter, who I think is a little bit more specific in deep third and press coverage. So I'm going to draft Devin Witherspoon here at 10 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Get a corner to replace James Bradbury, move on with my life, and also now draft for the Tennessee Titans, who will gleefully run in their own respective card for offensive tackle Paris Johnson Jr. I think he's the best left tackle in the class. He can play on the right side of the line because he did it in 2021. He can play inside at guard. He can play tackle. You're trying to replace Taylor Lewan probably. You're trying to figure out what's going on with Nate Davis, who's set to be a free agent. Lock it in. Paris Johnson's a home run pick. He's going to start for it. Go ahead.
I believe this is me now. I'm on the clock with the Houston.
Says Chris under the logo.
That's how it works. So the Houston Texans, we did not take a quarterback with pick number two. We took Will Anderson Jr. We're not taking a quarterback here at 12 either. We're going to continue to build for this team. And I got to tell you, listen, I know we've got a decent young group at this position, but I think we need a big-time threat. We need a big play threat. Give me wide receiver one in this draft class. Give me Jordan Addison here at number 12 to the Houston Texans.
I like it, Chris. I was worried you were going to pick the wrong receiver.
No, I'm not going to. I wasn't going to keep the guy who plays at school in Texas in Texas. I wasn't going to do that, no. The Jets are on the clock, and we're going to run the card in. This is pretty simple. We're going to select Broderick Jones, offensive tackle out of Georgia. Mm. Need to beef up this offensive line. Need to support whoever the quarterback's going to be next season. As of right now, they still have this pick. They have not traded it for Aaron Rodgers, so we are sitting here probably with Derek Carr as our quarterback, and so we got to protect that guy. So, Broderick Jones a selection.
It's tough pill to swallow because I think the Patriots here at 14 would have liked either of the last two picks in Addison or Broderick Jones. Where I find myself in a bit of a dilemma with this Patriots pick is I feel like the value's at corner, but I want to help their offense, and that's where it gets tough. You know who I think is very much Patriots-esque is DeJuan Jones, the offensive tackle from Ohio State. They moved Trent Brown over to the left side, and I think there's room for DeJuan Jones to be their right tackle. And I feel like I have to help their offense. I feel burdened to do that, so we're going to make DeJuan Jones their pick here at 14.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
Thanks.
Sincerely. The Green Bay Packers are on the clock at 15, and whether it's Aaron Rodgers, what thing? Say what line, Bart?
No, do the thing. Just pick the player that is mocked to the Green Bay Packers in every mock draft ever that I've seen.
I'm not going to. I'm going to draft Peter Skoronski.
Yeah. You from Northwestern. Son of a gun.
Well, you know, sucks to suck, Chris, but this team has Bakhtiari, who struggled with injuries and availability. They got Elgton Jenkins, who's playing right tackle. He's playing left tackle. He's playing guard. How about we pick a damn spot for this guy and just let him play it? And they have invested a lot of early day three capital into offensive linemen. Obviously, Josh Myers at center was a day two selection for them. But Skoronski's scheme flexible. He feels like their kind of guy. He's a high floor player, even if his ceiling isn't the highest of any offensive lineman in this class. But his positional flexibility, I think, would really help Green Bay get some continuity in the offensive line. So I'm drafting Skoronski to the Packers at 15.
I like it.
Did you want that Joe, for please, Pittsburgh,
Joe,
Chris?
I did. I was considering Skoronski for Pittsburgh. Okay. Yes. There's another Joe player that I'm
Skoronski wasn't getting past Washington, I'll tell you that.
Well, now, because now this is, the ripple effect Washington is bad here.
And ruin Chris's day.
Right, because if you draft a quarter, we're in bad shape for Pittsburgh. We're going to have to explore some other things.
Yeah, start thinking about other stuff here, Chris.
Son of a gun.
Make Joey Porter.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah, we're not going to make this easy on you, my guy. I mean, God. Really, talk
Welcome
about
to the show.
Between Dewan Jones and Skoronski. And Porter, like, do you feel like the last three picks really boned the Steelers? But we don't care. Did. We care about the Commanders. We're taking command of the situation here. We're
Joe
getting
said,
the corner here.
Don't care.
And Joey Porter Jr. to really care. Balance out this
I
defense.
Don't care.
I really don't want to make this selection for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This stinks. I think I'm going to reach for a corner. I'll be honest with you guys. Because if I'm going to reach for a position of need, that's the one that I feel the most comfortable with.
You know what? This is a nightmare scenario for the Steelers.
Well, is there an offensive?
Anton Harrison's probably the guy. Right? Like, this is, you want to talk about draft doomsday. This is the doomsday scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Is the best pick here Michael Schmitz? Genuine question.
It could be. I was considering Cam Smith. That was going to be the pivot.
I think those are logical directions.
We're going to do it.
This is a nightmare scenario for the Steelers.
Cam Smith.
What do you do? Pick like Drew Sanders? Like you can't.
No, we're not doing that. Cam Smith, the selection here for the Steelers at pick 17. And now we're at the Lions with pick 18. And folks, I'm going off the wall here. I'm going to do something you've never seen before in discussing the Lions. We traded a guy at this position at the trade deadline, did some draft capital. The board has fallen away. I got one of the best offensive minds right now in the game in Ben Johnson. I want to beef up my offense even further. I'm staring at the board. I already got Tyree Wilson. Let's help the offense. Michael Mayer, tight end from Notre Dame, is my selection for the Detroit Lions at pick 18.
Dig it. All right, I got the Buccaneers here at 19. Man. Here's what we're going to do. Bucks need a quarterback. I'm reading headlines today. They're going to pair like Drew Lock with Kyle Trask and like roll with that. That's just not exciting. So let's give them a toolsy quarterback.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Let's give them a toolsy quarterback that's going to need a little time. So what? You can do your Drew Lock, Kyle Trask thing and then usher in Anthony Richardson, the quarterback from Florida. In 2024. So we're going to give them an actual direction at the quarterback position in a reset year for the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Can we talk about the spirit of Bruce Arians stepping away was to set Todd Bowles up for success. And then with the way that this season went and what it looks like right now, pretty much the polar opposite of all the things that this job was supposed to be for Todd Bowles is what it's ended up being.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You're talking about drafting a redshirt quarterback at 19 with Drew Lock and Kyle Trask. Sure,
they had to get it done last year, right? That's what they had to do.
With that offensive line on the inside being as bad as it was, and I get Jensen missed the whole year, but like, is Ryan Jensen really gonna be the magic?
You'd like to think with a healthy Shaq Mason, Ryan Jensen, and then one of the other guys that you're okay with Smith and Wirfs at tackle, right? Like,
you think
guys got hurt. I mean, it was fine, but all right. I got a pick here for the Seahawks at pick number 20.
I'm on deck with the Dolphins at 21.
All right.
That pick doesn't exist. I've been told it doesn't exist. How about this for the Seahawks? Like fall into Bryce Young at 5. And like, we're typically going with the defensive lineman there. Still can. We're going to go with Brian Brzee here at 20 to beef up the middle of that Seahawks defense out there in the NFC West.
A player that a couple of months ago, if you mocked them at 5 to Seattle, nobody would have batted an eye, and you get him at 20.
Yeah.
Job well done. All right, so the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock. This is my
please don't
fourth
please
selection.
Don't. Please don't.
Okay, so Chris is picking for the Vikings, the Jaguars, and the Cowboys. So I would imagine a wide receiver is like his doomsday to see come off the board here. If I'm Baltimore, I'm thinking about edge rusher. I've got Lucas Van Ness on the board and Odafe Owe, name to watch there. Justin Houston's a free agent. Thinking about wide receiver, we obviously don't know what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson. He's probably going to get the franchise tag. Is he going to continue to play there? Hard to say. I think I got to get the receiver that I think meshes the best with Lamar Jackson, which is Quentin Johnston, the down the field threat, the vertical speed, ability to separate down the field, play action, quarterback run game, pull up, throw the post, 20 plus, middle of the field. That's the sweet spot. We're going to use Quentin Johnston there.
Los Angeles Chargers here at 23 for me. I want a field stretcher for this team. I want to improve their spacing. I want to utilize the vertical passing game of Justin Herbert in ways that it has not been unleashed before. I want Jalin Hyatt, wide receiver from Tennessee, to give him a burner.
Chris, I don't know why you thought Smith and Jigba was going to be the pick when Joe said he wanted.
I thought he was going to be the pick in both of those spots, so I got a little nervous. Am I going to pivot now? No, I am going to continue. We got it. Adam Thielen's getting up there in age. We got Justin Jefferson. We're going to pay him a lot of money. We need another number two wide receiver.
Thielen sounds like he's pretty on pretty rocky terms with them right now in general this offseason.
So let's replace Adam Thielen, and let's do so in the form of Jackson Smith and Jigba with pick number 24 for the Minnesota Vikings. We're here at pick number 25 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And listen, this might be aggressive, but I watched this guy at the Senior Bowl. This guy stood out. He's a top need at the position. Michael Mayer's off the board. Give me Luke Musgrave, tight end, Oregon State.
Yeah, good pick. Pick
25.
Good pick.
Like it. Thank you.
New York Giants here at 26. I want to help their offensive line. I think it's an issue. And they've got tackles. I mean, Thomas is good at left tackle, and Evan Neal, you hope, can be better moving forward. He certainly can. I think we need help on the interior. So we're going to go with John Michael Schmitz here out of Minnesota to lock down one of those interior spots and give them another building block up front.
I got to tell you, this is not a fun pick. 27 for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there was no scenario where I was picking the Cowboys.
This is tough.
Yeah, especially with the way the board fell here, too. The
board did not fell very nicely for me. But we have safety as a top need, and so you know what? I'm doing it. Brian Branch, safety out of Alabama, the selection of pick 27 for the Dallas Cowboys. Not going to overthink it. It's a position of need. He's the best player at the position available. Just
and
take
Dan
him
Quinn would have a lot of fun with him before Dan Quinn gets his head coaching job.
Correct. So that's going to be the selection.
Yeah, he wouldn't have got past the next
I'm done.
Pick with the
that's
Bills.
That's it. I made my last pick. See you guys later.
Wow, congratulations. All right, so I got to make a pick for the Bills here. And certainly I think we've exhausted the receiver options for Buffalo. I don't want to pick a linebacker here. The safety that we would have picked was just selected. So now I want to go back to the offensive line and see if I can find some help there.
Tackle.
Where I think there's a big need at guard.
I've heard Joe Marino in this podcast allude to potentially their right guard being on the roster and playing right tackle last year. So is there a tackle that you like better?
No, I don't. I think Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins are going to be the Bills' starting tackles.
Okay. So there's no world where Spencer Brown gets moved inside the guard and you pick a tackle here.
I think that's unlikely. Sean McDermott said he wants to take a young player and let him develop at one position. We're going to go with Joe Tippmann here, the interior offensive lineman from Wisconsin. Have no concerns about him also playing guard as a player who played center in college. I feel like they need a young pillar for that offensive line. So Joe Tippmann's a pick here. Well, I'm back on the clock here with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Don't worry, I got the next two.
Man, I love the idea of a tight end for them. Let's see here. Drew Sanders would make sense. They can let Pratt walk. To me, with the Bengals, it's going through this inventory of free agents that they have and who's not going to come back and who do they want to use here. I like the value at tight end. But do I want to go with the pass catcher in Kincaid, or do I want the more combo player that doesn't give me as much dynamic receiving upside? Oh, this is tough. Because Washington would help their... Go ahead.
Can I give you my 2 cents on which of the two? I agree with you on the position.
Yeah.
Their strength is their strength, and they've doubled and tripled down on their strength before.
That doesn't help me.
It should. What's their strength as an offense?
Throwing the football.
Okay.
So do I double down on throwing the football, or do I give the guy that can really help with their outside run and be a catch radius guy in the middle of the field for Joe Burrow?
Which of the two guys is more like the player who had a lot of success in the system last year?
Kincaid. All right, fine.
That would be my argument.
All right, Kincaid.
Okay, so the New Orleans Saints are on the clock. There's no quarterbacks under consideration here. And this is not. Am I going to trade into this spot? Get me out of here.
You could pick Van Ness here. It feels like good value at 30. You're going to lose Davenport.
Yeah, I could pick Van Ness. Kind of have my eye on Van Ness for the team at 31, but that's another.
What are you going to do, man?
That's a problem for another team.
Right.
Wide receiver's pretty tapped out. I think the last wide receiver that's in consideration for first round discussion right now, just kind of based on the buzz, is Zay Flowers, right?
Right. They got that Sadid guy, man. I think that guy's going to explode next year.
Saints have starters on the line. You could go into your offense. That might be a good fit. An interior offensive lineman. Quarterback questions that they have.
All this so that the Eagles could pick Van Ness?
No, it's not. It's not that. What the Saints draft for need to plug guys in immediately, right?
Right. They have a need at defensive end.
Yeah, right, but at the end of the day, they still have Cameron Jordan. And what's a deeper class?
You have 30 seconds to make a selection.
I understand that. What's the deeper class? I'm going to pick Osiris Torrance. I'll pick Osiris Torrance for the Saints.
Okay, I do not have the next pick. Kyle does. Enjoy.
I do.
Enjoy the selection. Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles on the clock. It's between the two edge guys and Derek Hall and Lucas Van Ness. I think Philadelphia has enough bodies that you could probably get away with a little bit more of the developmental type player. So Van Ness for the Eagles amidst some of their expiring contracts is going to be the pick at number 31. As the Eagles look to reload instead of rebuild.
I got the Chiefs here at 32. I think they're going to have to replace at least one starting tackle. Probably Orlando Brown. I think they're more likely to get a value deal from Andrew Wiley, and Brown will get the bag from someone else. I'm between two players, Anton Harrison and Matthew Bergeron. I think most people would go with Harrison here. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with Matthew Bergeron.
It's a good pick.
I think that he's the bigger player. I think he's the better player. I think he's more powerful. I think he's more versatile. So we're going to go with Matthew Bergeron here as Mr. Irrelevant of the first round. Syracuse tackle.
Mr. Irrelevant of the first round.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Do we want to recap this? Surprises?
Sure.
Players left on the board?
Well, yeah, I think that's a fun angle. We didn't get any linebackers. We got one safety. Keely Ringo falls out.
Only one running back. Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't sneak into the
right
back part of the first round. Zay Flowers, not in the first round as well.
The surprise of this mock draft, and what I'm really happy about this scenario, because I think mock drafts are all about presenting scenarios, is like, we did this thing at the top where the quarterbacks didn't do the things that they always do in mock drafts right now. Like, for QB1 to come off the board in a trade up to 3 is not like a world we've explored. And I think that's a really fun domino. And it makes the trade up more interesting for Carolina.
But it's more impactful.
Then, yeah, it's I liked how that changed things, and I thought we got to see a lot of different stuff because of that.
Well, you're welcome. I feel like I had a responsibility in that. Yeah, no problem, guys.
All we had to do was get Chris some teams. What have we been doing for the last 2 years?
Well, and everybody knows how I feel about Houston drafting a quarterback at two. I feel some type of way about how bad of an idea it would be. So,
well, and like, let's entertain that possibility that they agree with that ideology. Like, let's give it some merit. And I think that was cool to see that.
I think it's weird. People are like, oh, they just gave DeMeco Ryans a 6-year contract. Like, they're going to give him room to develop a quarterback. So take a quarterback. Like, no, it's the opposite. They gave him 6 years. You don't have to rush that decision.
Listen, I watched a team give a head coach 7 years, and then they punted on the quarterback for three drafts in a row, and he's gone. This is a Jeopardy question. Who is... Really?
7-year contract.
7-year
give him a 7-year contract.
They punted
on
a quarterback three times.
They didn't draft the quarterback 3 years in a row, and they probably should have at least once participated, and now this coach has been fired.
Oh, it's Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule is the answer.
Yes. In the form of a question, please.
Who is Matt Rhule?
Is Matt Rhule?
Oh, boy. Who won? I don't know.
Check the tape.
Check the tape.
So I think one thing that stood out to me was the lineman run from 10 to 15. And obviously Pittsburgh kind of being at the mercy of that is tough. Especially when you consider this is a slew of teams in Houston and New England and Washington who also needed corners. And that's the way that Pittsburgh ultimately went with Cam Smith, with Chris making that pick. But you know, when we first started putting together the beta version of the MDM, you were getting like 6-7 corners in the first round. Well, we obviously did not have that manifest itself here when users were in control of all 32 teams. We only had 3 corners go. Christian Gonzalez, Devin Witherspoon, 4 corners go. Joey Porter Jr. and Cam Smith, draftees do math. And for that whole stretch to come up, tackle, 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 I think is a really interesting domino, as well as we did get the 3 tight ends in the first round too, which would be like the second time that's happened in a very long time.
Well, speaking of the tackle stuff, Kyle, we had 5 go, like you mentioned, and I've seen mock drafts with Anton Harrison going in the first round, and I've seen Daniel Jeremiah put Darnell Wright top 15, right, yesterday.
Correct.
In his mock draft. So, like, we've now seen 7 different tackles recently mocked in the first round. Maybe the surprise is Bergeron. Maybe that's the guy that...
I don't think so based off his Senior Bowl, though.
He's awesome, man. He's big and long and athletic and versatile. I mean, what more do you want?
Would Jalen Duncan be the 8th? If you had to pick one more name to introduce into that conversation, it's like Duncan,
Blake Freeland. People learned the truth about Blake Freeland. That wasn't hard to figure out.
Hey, shout out to USFL first-round pick Kadeem Telford here on the predicted board.
Tyler Scott. That was strange. Let's not open up that can of worms, though.
What else stood out here? How about three interior offensive linemen in the back 8 picks?
Yeah. A lot of need there, kind of late. You could even make a case for like Dallas being in that conversation.
Yeah. I was certainly relieved as a team picking for New Orleans that Tippmann or Torrance wasn't called by Dallas, because I think you can make a pretty good strong case with they just drafted their long-term left tackle last year. So you know they're going to want to play him at tackle, and Connor McGovern's an expiring contract for them. And so I think they're a very realistic interior offensive line landing spot as well. Kind of makes sense with this draft class when you consider how we generally feel about the value of it that you get in the back quartile of the first round. And it kind of unlocks that acceptable range to draft interior offensive linemen, and then all of the best ones go.
Yeah. Which was funny because we've seen like this run of very incomplete but super toolsy edge rushers kind of populate this area
for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's like, okay, here's some guards that make sense.
Oh, well, let's make this a quartile discussion with this class. You had three quarterbacks go in the first quartile of the draft. You saw four offensive tackles go in the second quartile of this draft. You saw three wide receivers go in seven picks and four pass catchers, if you include Michael Mayer, in the third quartile of this draft. And then you saw three interior offensive linemen go in the fourth quartile of this draft. That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah. And we're... Nah.
I'm good. No?
Nah, I was going to try to take it. Pulled back, yeah.
Smart. Were you going to say we took defensive linemen in the upper quartile of the upper quartile? Because that's exactly what happened.
What about the upper quartile? What? I don't know.
Upper. That's going to do it for us quartile. Here. That's going to.
Kyle's going to bait me long enough. I'm going to bite and say nothing dumb. Math guy.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us here on the show. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Appreciate everybody checking out the podcast. Thanks to our friends over at BetOnline for their continued support of the podcast. Make it a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow with Takes on Takes and Two Truths and a Lie.
Thanks for being here for another episode of the Draft Dudes Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. While you are at it, help the dudes out by leaving a rating and review. Want more? Head over to www.thedraftnetwork.com or follow us at The Draft Network on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.